All right.
Hello.
This is our second podcast.
It's episode two.
Episode DOS.
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 Hello.
Okay. We're just you know, trying a bit more sophisticated, aren't we? Because we got a glass of whiskey each. We're trying to.
Yeah.
Tom hates it.
No, it's weird.
That's not actually whiskey, by the way.
What?
Just, you know.
Sounds a bit...
Dog urine, yeah, dog urine.
Oh.
Do you know the pain I went through to get that?
What?
I just, you know. Anyway, right.
I've got a dog.
It's not your dog's.
Okay, that's fine.
So, anyway. Right, so, anyway, this is, again, welcome to episode two of the podcast. It is... What's the date today? I think something like this.
I don't know.
Wait, let me just...
It's a Saturday.
I think it's the 11th of October. 11th. Okay. Yeah. Let's just kind of... hang on. Shall we introduce ourselves again?
Again?
That's so unprofessional. My name's Josh.
All right, I'm Tom.
So, spelled with an H, Thom, if you...
You don't say Thom. Do you call Tom York, Thom York? No. All right, then. Let's go.
Okay, fine. Whatever. Right. Let's start with your week, Thomas. You cannot...
I'm fine. I was just whiskey. I'm fine.
It looked like he'd just been shot in the back by a tranquilizer.
It feels weird in my throat.
Let's start with your week. What did you do this week?
This week I went to London to see my friend Meg. Are you enjoying that whiskey?
I'm liking it, yeah.
You're good. Fine with it?
Yeah. That's a lie. I like it.
Oh, it's sick all over the mic.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to London on Wednesday afternoon.
Excellent.
Missed the bus.
Yeah.
Had to wait an hour. Wasn't happy.
Yeah. Well, so, right, what did you do in London then?
Well, when I got to London, I had to first find my friend Meg, and it was so hard. Like, I was at Victoria bus station, she was at Victoria train station, didn't know where I was. I asked four people directions, didn't know where it was, asked a policeman, he escorted me there.
Well, what I find, I was in London, like, every, you know, I think I was meeting up with Joel, I think, once, and he was like, meet me in Piccadilly Circus, and I was like, all right, I think I was at Victoria as well, and, yeah. Kept asking people, I was like, right, where's Piccadilly, you know, and then they're like, oh, it's down that way, and so I walk down there, and every person I asked gave me a completely different direction, and it's horrible, I think it took me like an hour and a half to find them, and it was just around the corner. I know what you mean.
Before I went to London, I thought like it was going to be a vast, scary place. It is vast, it's massive.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a scary place, so no one would be nice or anything. Every person I asked, they were really polite and really nice.
That's right.
I didn't meet what. Well, I did ask mainly old people, but still.
Yeah.
I didn't. If I asked a chap, he probably would have mugged me. But they were really nice. I was surprised about that.
So you were telling me though, there's one part that you're quite chuffed about.
Oh, I was. Yeah.
The tube.
The tube, indeed. Yes.
Now, can you explain to people why this is such a big feat for you? I mean.
Well. Before I went to London, I'd only been on the tube once or twice. I think that was with you, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been told to stay away from the tube, mainly because, well...
Terrorist attack.
Yeah, my mum was scared, because you never know, there might be another one, but hopefully not. Got my fingers crossed. Touch wood and all that.
Yeah.
You can actually knock it, but...
Well...
Yeah, so I was quite anxious, quite scared. My friend Meg was just saying, oh, get used to it, she's just going to get used to it, you wuss.
Okay.
I thought, all right, okay, I'm sorry. And I was, like, on the first train journey, I was so scared, I couldn't, like, let go of the seat.
I remember that. That was, I was on the tube with you.
Yeah, and, you were helping.
Every time there was a beep, you were like, what is that? What is that? And I was like, oh, no, what is that? And then you weren't happy about that.
No, I wasn't. Yeah. You weren't helping.
And we were saying that, I don't remember that, we kind of pulled a lot of pranks. And yeah, it was good times.
It wasn't a good time.
Well, it was fun for us, all right?
There was one thing that Meg said, it's like... She said that a few days earlier, someone had jumped from the train, sadly, and killed themselves. And then she also said, you know, when you're like actually in the tube, in the tunnels, you feel a bump, that could actually be a body. And like, they don't find it until the evening. And that just freaked me out. I was thinking, why would you tell me that? This like one of the first times I've been on the tube, you told me that. I can't go on the tube at all.
It'd be a weird way to go, wouldn't it? Jumping in front of, I don't think I'd. If I was desperate to kill myself, that still wouldn't be the way I'd do it. I would probably Well, no. At the same time, I want to be creative.
Oh yeah.
You know the film The Bucket List.
I want to see it.
What I'd probably do is I'd probably like something on the list like I would want to cause my death. So, I don't know, skydiving. That's how I'd want to go. If I wanted to kill myself, I'd be like, right, I might as well have fun doing this.
Oh, you skydiving.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah. Obviously, I know that, you know, during the drop, all I'm going to be thinking about is...
You're going
to
die.
But if I can get around to it, if I can, you know, get to the point where I'm like, you know what, I might as well have fun and go.
Do you think, like, if you're skydiving, you know how people can, like, fly and move around and skydiving? Yeah. Do you think they can position their body so much that you actually always land smoothly?
Oh, what, so you kind of turn at the last minute and go... Phew.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
What?
No, you can't do that.
No, not turn at the last minute, but, like, while they're actually quite, like, a few thousand feet in the air, just, like, position their body so they just, like, not glide down, but go down at a diagonal way.
Do you realise the speed at which you're falling?
10 miles an hour?
10 miles per... Right, okay, let's just... I'm not even going to go into this, but no. The answer is no, I don't think you can do that.
Anyway,
let's. I don't know how we want to killing ourselves. Jumping off a building.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say if I was, because it's like while you're actually in the air, you feel like you're floating. Just I'd love
jumping head first, and then like just seeing people in the window as you're falling down. You're like, all right, and they're like, what's that?
Where do we go?
Yeah, and then you know, and I think that'd be an interesting way to.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be the person to clean up.
Well,
you look like a pizza.
Yeah, well, it's disgusting. Anyway, back to the tube. You did all right then. You weren't freaking out too much.
No, I wasn't. I thought like I was going to like faint or something, but then I would have missed a stop because it's only four stops away.
Were there any bumps?
No. There was one or two, and it just got me thinking, oh, God.
Well, it might not have been two bodies. It just could have been one, but it's kind of...
Oh, come on.
Anyway, so... Yeah, so and then you saw a play, didn't you?
I saw a play, Six Characters in Search of an Author. It was very good.
Cool.
It was a bit weird, but it was very good. I liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I wanted to give them a standing ovation, but no one else was. I thought, best not.
Well, someone has to start it.
Someone does have to
start it. You should have been that person.
But other people might not have thought it was as good the way I thought.
Are you embarrassed by your opinion?
I'm very embarrassed.
Okay, that's sort of sad, isn't it? Well, anyway, okay, so...
By the end of the 2-3 days on the tube, I've been on the tube about 8 times altogether. I could go on it by myself. I was fine. I was chuffed with myself.
How old are you?
19?
Yeah. Okay. So,
what?
Are you genuinely proud that you're on the tube by yourself? You haven't been by yourself yet, though, have you?
Yeah, I have.
Really? On your own?
Yeah, the last journey I had to get from King's Cross to Victoria, and Megan had to go to Piccadilly from King's Cross. And we had to like part ways, and she went left and I went right.
And then you had to...
And then I got on the train so packed. This was about like 9 a.m, but still really packed.
Yeah, I was reminds me of the story. I was in Tokyo. I was in Japan this summer, and he was about to take a sip of his whiskey. I just want to see him. His face. You look like you're about to vomit. You actually do. Is it that bad?
No, I'm getting used to it.
You're getting used to it.
It's a bit weird.
Oh, that's it. If only you could be... Anyway, okay. I was on the train in Japan. Japan is packed. It's the most crowded place I've ever been. And, you know, I was with my family. We're coming... I think I was on the way back from Disneyland. And everyone was sweating. And it was just humid and sticky. And, you know, you're crammed in this... In this train, you know. And I remember, you know, it was just kind of... It was quite... It was like 8 or 9 in the evening. So it was quite quiet. You know what I mean? You know that kind of... Everyone's tired. No one wants to talk. And I remember just kind of looking around as much as I can. And I saw my brother. Both my brothers were standing next to each other. But my older brother, he's 14. He was kind of holding onto the rail with his right arm. And, you know, his arms were up. And I saw my little brother whose face just fit perfectly into his armpits. And then I just saw his face just kind of... cringing and kind of wondering what the smell was, and then I saw the moment where he realised that he was staring into the pit of death. It was genius. So I took a photo.
He started like going woozy.
I don't know.
It'd be so funny if he fainted.
He just suddenly faints. Yeah. But it was like, you know, it was brilliant watching both their faces. And anyway.
What I don't like about the tube, I find quite awkward, is that like people are all sitting there and they try so hard not to make eye contact. They just like read the newspaper. Or just like looking down, I thought a bit unsociable. I wanted to talk to someone. I tried to talk to someone, he just ignored me.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate it when you get the people who Well, okay. I was on a train and I was sat next to just a massive fat man, guy. Yeah. But like, oh, hang on, my phone. Apologies for that.
It was the wrong number, was it?
Yeah, it was. some Indian fella phoning my phone. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't know.
I've completely lost my track of
training. Should we just move on?
Should I move on? Okay, let's...
what do you do today, Jan? Or this week?
I'm not gonna lie, I can't... okay, you know, obviously this week I've had lectures and seminars. Pretty fun. I watched a film in one of my screenings called This Happy Breed, which is a British film, which was... it was rubbish.
Some people put effort into that film.
No. I appreciate
one
it.
One of the makers of that film is listening to this, and he just kills himself because he said that.
He's probably already dead. It was made in the 30s.
All right, then, good point. Anyway. Ignore that.
But so it was one of these, you know, one of these things where as soon as it started, I wanted, you know, wanted it to be finished. Yeah. But no, it was all right. And then you know, some good seminars. Nothing really extravagant happened to me. I had a haircut today.
Ooh, look at me with a haircut. Sorry, what?
And I had a haircut, right? And you know, there are literally five hairdressers.
And you went to the worst.
Well, five hairdressers near my house. So I was like, I woke up this morning just being like, you know, need a bit of a trim.
Yeah.
So so popped down to the hairdressers.
Local four hairdressers.
I like to call it it's literally, I mean, they're next to each other. There's three in a row next to each other. I mean, if I were to open up a hairdresser, I wouldn't open up next to one.
Yeah.
And then, there are two across the road as well from that. So it's just crazy. And then, in that sense, it's annoying that, you know, there's nothing around me but hairdressers. it's good for people with long hair.
Well, there's a garage around here as well. That's different.
Yeah, you're right.
But they probably could cut your hair if you asked them to.
Yeah, with a
blowtorch.
Wrench. Yeah. Burn it, singe it, and then just smack it with a hammer and fall off. But no, so I was so I went there and I walked in expecting there are two women there, obviously, who work there, and I was expecting hello, what would you like today, you know? They'd nothing. They said bugger all. They just stared at me. Didn't even look at me, actually. That's a lie. And so I kind of sat down and I was like waiting for someone to be like, take a seat, you know, because I don't want to be rude. And then the woman was like,
you're going to sit down?
Well, she just went, what are you doing? And I was like,
what are you doing?
Yeah, she went, and I was like, I just want a haircut, please. And she was like, it's upstairs. I was like, oh, sorry. because it was a woman's salon. So I had to waltz upstairs. It was like a tiny little narrow.
It's upstairs.
All right.
Sorry.
Anyway, so I got upstairs and this is brilliant. I walked in and it's like a loft or something. It's like an eerie loft. I was
like Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, I thought it was Sweeney Todd. I was like, and then two old men just looking out the window, and then I was, I don't know why, but I didn't want to go, excuse me. So I stood there and I felt
you
like
just
an idiot.
There for
I stood,
20 minutes,
no, I stood there and I was like, and I looked around and then there was no one there, and so I eventually knocked on the wall or something. I was like, hello. And then they're like, oh, hello, so didn't know you there. And I was like, no problem. Yeah. And so I don't know why, I just felt really awkward. So and he was a nice guy. He must have been like 90. But and he's like, sit down. I was like, oh no. And then so I sat down and then, you know, started cutting my hair and you know, when they spray it with water, just straight in my face. I was like, can you
miss your hair?
Yeah, miss my hair. And so they started trimming it, and you know, looking good. And then I hated this. But like, and then, you know, more people walked in. And, you know, they're waiting for it, and so I'm very aware that they're watching me.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm the only one there. And but he just kind of combs all my hair to the front. Mm-hmm. I look like I don't know, like one of the Beatles. It was ridiculous. I look stupid, and you know, it's all slicked down.
Yeah.
And then he'll kind of comb it over. And like, obviously, you know, I mean, during the haircut, like what it looks like at the time doesn't really matter as long as it looks good at the end. But I look like a complete, and my ears just stick out, like, because there's, you know, he's like cutting around my ears, and I was just like, oh, I just look like a complete moron. And then I just couldn't help but kind of start, you know, laughing. And then he's like, you know, is that all right? They do a little thing in the back of your head, showing the mirror, and I was like, yeah, that's perfect, thank you. And then he kind of he sort of, you know, slapped me on the back of the head. I was like, right, you're off now. And I was like, well, you know, tapped me on the back of the head. I was like, here's for that.
Did he like engage in small chat, like try and talk to you? What are you doing?
He didn't actually, but the radio was on, so I was listening to that. It was quite interesting. It was about the Obama McCain presidential stuff. It was all they're listening to it and
Obama.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't know what his name is. Clinton.
No? Why would it Clinton Obama?
I don't know. No,
I don't know. I forgot.
Anyway.
Osama. Anyway.
Osama Obama.
Anyway, so I that it was
imagine,
just
like there was no radio. He just didn't talk to you. It's just like an awkward silence. You just heard like.
I don't really mind it as long as it's. I prefer silence to awkward chat basically, because there's not much.
I think
you know.
They're supposed to talk like. It's just be awkward. Like I went to one. There's this one hairdresser I go to a lot in Oxford, Trev's.
Yeah,
and
I know him.
Yeah, Trev always talks to me because I've been one of his clients, customers. Shut up. I've been one of his customers for about 10 years now, so he knows me. Mm. But one day when I desperately needed a haircut, he was closed. So I went to this other shop called Him, Hair and Image for Men. What?
No, it's okay.
He had this like really hot blonde like hairdresser. I thought, obviously get her to cut my hair.
Sure.
But she had such an annoying voice. I hope she doesn't listen to this.
Why would she?
You never know.
I mean, she's not going to be listening going, oh, that Tom, how could he?
He had such an annoying voice, like a really hot body, really nice face. And then she started.
Hello!
Like that? It was almost like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what should you do?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing.
Whereas for you, it's the other way around, isn't it? Everyone looks at you and goes, oh, what is that? And then you speak, you're like,
hello.
And they're like, oh. Because
wow.
Hi.
You know. I must talk to this guy. Just put a bag on your head, but let me. Oh, that's just harsh to me.
Anyway. So, anyway, yeah, I you know, I hate the feeling of walking down the street after a haircut as well.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
Because in, like, no, because he was so old fashioned when he was like, right, I'm just going to comb it up for you and dry your hair. I was like, okay, lovely. It was literally a proper parting and everything. You know, I looked like something from like 1940s or something like that. And like, he was just kind of, parted my head. Yeah, Sweeney Todd style. And then just kind of, and put some gel in it and I couldn't actually. It was horrible. And then, like, my housemates got back and I was just about to wash my hair.
Yeah.
And they're like, you got a haircut then? And I was like, yeah. It's not going to be like this then.
It's like that with every hair. Just like, as soon as I walk back from Trev's, like, sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. But, like, hair's all falling out.
Yeah.
It gets all down the neck. And, like,
yeah, it's
all
not
itchy.
Nice. Right. So, speaking of things you hate, what else do you hate? I love this. This is the show that we actually kind of write something down. It's on our little screen, and as soon as we came up with the word, it was good, wasn't it? I was like, speaking of things you hate, let's move on.
There's one thing I hate so much. Like, say if you're walking in town and it's crowded, and you're in a rush, you just want to get somewhere, you just want to get to a shop before it closes, or you just want to get your shopping over and done with. You're just walking down the street. All of a sudden, you get stuck behind. An old person. It doesn't have to be an old person. Just someone who walks really slowly.
Yeah. Do you realize how it's always when you need to get somewhere the most?
Yeah.
It's sod's law, isn't it?
It just annoys me so much. So if I'm with someone, I say this, like, oh, you know Facebook. Yeah, okay, we've all got a Facebook site or something. And you've heard the Facebook group, I want to punch slow walking people in the back of the head. Hopefully they hear that, the people in front of me, and just speed up. It's worked once or twice before, and they just sped up.
Yeah.
But when they, if it's like really old, they just don't hear people. They just say, what? I'm not talking to you.
Well, the thing is, right, okay, I mean, it's, I don't mind it if I can get around them, but it's usually in the crowded place, isn't it? When you're they're right smack in front of you.
Yeah,
and
you
then
can't
move.
Oh, and also, like, if they're walking, especially if old people, and they're walking so slow, and they just suddenly stop because they see something, like see a friend or see something in the window, and they just
smack
stop. And you just, you literally just have to suddenly stop. Because, what? Sorry.
What have you done? You just knocked my cologne
aftershave
on the floor.
I was getting so into the story.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
You're talking about like slow walking people suddenly stopping.
Yeah.
And you just have to stop as well. And then the people behind you stop and they just start.
Do you know what weirds me out even more, right? I the Bluetooth headsets.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
They're getting smaller and smaller,
I know.
These days, so you can't really tell.
Hearing aids.
But like, you just always, you see someone in the, Actually, no, I was away at the bus stop once, and I was sat down, and then there's a person just sat next to me, you know, businessman yeah. style. And it was kind of silent, obviously, at mm-hmm. the bus stop. And, you know, I was just kind of sat there looking around, looking at the cars. And then bored, yeah. you just suddenly hear this, "All right, mate, all right." And I was like, "What?" And I thought he was talking to me. And then I said, "All right." And then he was like, no, I'm like, "What?" Like, And I had no idea what was going on because I was sat next to him, so his headset was on the other side.
Yeah.
And I did not understand for ages. And then if I thought, this guy is proper mental. But it turned out to be something yeah. else. Anyway, but I always run yeah. into those people.
I remember the first time I saw one, I actually thought he was mental. Maybe because he had long hair. And I just saw this little wire. And but once you're that wire, I just thought,
you thought, crazy, what has this world mental. Come to? Yeah. Oh well. Speaking of this is another swiftly. Speaking of crazy people,
crazy old people, crazy yeah. and all that.
Okay, here's right. This is a story I heard the other day about a. I mean, this is completely random. It's a person called Angela Passateri. Passateri. That's an unfortunate name, isn't yeah. it? Angela Passateri, right, she might be, but she's 79, right, and there's a little article about her in the newspaper, and this is actually what it said. Okay, it says, Angela Passateri, 79, may be unconventional, but according to Jenna, 13, she is a really cool grandmother. So this is from a perspective, like, yeah. this 13-year-old, her grandmother, this is, I think they're from Florida,
yeah.
and it says, the Hallandale Beach, Florida woman is a rap music singer with a new CD called "Who's Your Granny," and occasional play dates where she shows up in hockey jerseys, jewelry, sunglasses, and a baseball cap. So this is 79-year-old granny, okay? And they give you it's a sample rap, and they give you little lines from her songs, yeah. and these are some of her lines. It says, "Yeah, do you want to give me a." Hang on, stop it. No. Wait, no, I'm not gonna rap it to you.
Oh, come on.
But I'm just gonna say it. I'm gonna say it in a straight voice. But just give me a beat anyway. No, give me a beat anyway. Do you know what I mean? Just to get a click. No, boom. Do you do what you're doing? I can bring the noise better than P. Diddy. I am older and wiser. I ain't a disguiser. I am condo commando and a high riser. Who's your granny? So that was one yeah. of the lyrics. And the other one says also. Oh, different beat, I like it. Says, "Move over, trick daddy, cause this is my town. I got a shuffleboard posse, and we're known to get down." So, that's...
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, I would pay millions to see that. No, millions. Not millions.
She doesn't have a record deal, does she?
Well, it says, rap music... What does it say? Woman is a rap music singer with a new CD. Who's your granny?
She can't have a record deal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it might not be a record deal, but...
Do you think, like, Missy Elliott would still be singing when she's, like, 79 as well?
Yeah, like...
Because she's, like, I'm not saying she's old, but she's pretty old.
Yeah, I know.
She's still going.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, maybe some people just have it. But, like, I doubt this woman... I think, maybe a year... So when she was 78, she was like, you know what?
A bit bored.
I've done a lot in my life, but... You know,
yeah.
And then she turns on the radio, and then she hears Puff Daddy, and she's like, "I think I'm better than him.
I think I can do it."
Yeah, and yeah, that's pretty how it started. But anyway, it's just that she lives in the south of Florida, and I think her Jenna, the 13-year-old grandmother, even though saying she was cool, she says sometimes it's embarrassing. Which
imagine your gran doing that.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'd be, even if it was my brother.
If I saw your brother or gran, if I saw your granny, yeah. I'd like root her on, say, yeah, go.
No, but even if it was you, I'd be embarrassed. Like, rap. It's not the age thing, really.
I can rap and sing and all that. I know, you're brilliant. I'm down with the kids.
I know you are, but that's
I'm
why
19,
you're...
I'm still a kid in a way.
Okay, I'm not, you know, anyway, let's move on. I just thought I'd share that story with everyone. Speaking of stories,
speaking of that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's planned out so well because it flows.
I don't like
it
that.
Flows.
I hate it.
Okay, anyway, last week we told you some stories of
little
things. Yeah, and this was I'm going to tell you a short one, and then Tom will tell you one afterwards, yeah, shortly, and then we'll probably end the podcast. But okay, so this one goes back last year, actually. I was, longer, maybe 2 years ago, because I was auditioning for unis, because I do drama. I was auditioning for different courses, and basically, sorry, I'm just laughing because, he was about to pick up his glass of whiskey and then sort of hesitated. Are you going to just finish it?
Look, I'm trying to. It's hard. Oh, you're used to it. You're alcoholic.
You still look like you. Oh, my word. Seriously.
It's fine.
Okay, right. Anyway. So, this was actually, I was at Kent for my audition, and this is where I ended up going, surprisingly, because after this incident, I didn't think I'd get in. But so it was, typical drama audition kind of workshop style. We all these people were in a circle, people I didn't know, and then a massive circle, and we had an imaginary ball, and we had to pick it up and go, okay, and say your name and something interesting about yourself. So, so I picked up the ball, and I was like, hi, I'm Josh, and I play the drums, and I pass the ball along. Yeah. Near the end, it got to a guy, and he kind of grabbed the ball and was like, "Hi, I don't actually remember his name. I'm Trev or whatever, and I've got half a thumb." And he held up his thumb, and I personally thought, from my perspective, it looked like he was just hiding it, and I thought it was like a kind of double jointed kind of trick thing.
Yeah.
So I went, I kind of laughed because of how rubbish his joke was. I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
And I remember laughing. Yeah. I was like, and then kind of looked closer, and it turned out he actually only had half a thumb.
Oh,
and I was like, I'm never going to get into this uni because they're going to think I'm, evil. And, yeah. I remember feeling so bad. So after the workshop, I remember I put energy into finding this guy, and I was like, all right, man, how's it going? Yeah, it was, hope you get in. It'd be good. So, and I, asking all these questions that I didn't really care for. I was like, so what's your favorite play? All that stuff. And he was telling me, and then I couldn't take my eye off his thumb though, because he used his hands a lot as well. And it's just there in your face, isn't it? So, I remember like, right, well, good luck. And as you do, as I'm kind of used to doing it, I, stick your thumb up, thumbs up for good luck.
Yeah, see you later.
And then just doing that, and then being like,
you just wave it in his face.
I'm shoving it in his face, and then he was just looking at me like, what are you doing? And I was like,
do you want a thumb war?
Thumb war. Thumb promise, pinky promise, whatever it is. It was horrible. It was humiliating. And I remember just being like, went home being like, I did well, but the teachers would have been like, that guy is
laughing
stupid.
At his disability.
Yeah, laughing at disability. And I finally got in, and last year I was auditioning for a play. I got in, and I remember auditioning for more people for the play, and then this guy turned up, and he was holding the script. I was like, he's holding a bit weird. Oh no, it's the half thumb guy. So it's good that he got in. But I don't know if he remembered me, or he was like, oh no, there's that that racist again.
Racist.
Yeah.
Can you not? All
right.
Oh, come on.
And it was pretty embarrassing. Anyway, so let's move on to your story.
My little anecdote.
This I think. Okay, just do it.
I tell it to other people, they think, oh, shame. Oh, sorry to hear that. But if when you meet me and I tell you the story, you'll just be cracking up. So if you ever see me, well, you probably won't, but...
We'll do a video podcast.
Maybe. I'm not going to do a video podcast. Okay. Right, my little story started about 2 years ago as well. I went to a festival, a Chuck Festival in Oxfordshire. It's quite well known. Like, people come from all over the UK. But when I say it to other people, it goes, what? Chuck? It's just a massive truck in a field. Well, basically, yeah.
Festival of trucks.
It's not... Yes, okay. But, yeah, it started at the end of the festival. I camped there, and I was, like, cleaning up my tent. I thought, oh, my knee's a bit itchy. I thought, oh, it's probably just a bug bite, a normal bug bite. I'll leave it alone. And it was like, itchy throughout the whole day. And, like, the next day it was still itchy. The next day I went job hunting, like, handing in CVs, trying to find a job, and I was wearing shorts because it was a hot day.
Sorry, the image of you in shorts.
And I didn't notice at the time, but my knee had swollen up quite a bit. But I was still walking. The walking, I don't think it helped. Like, walking all around Oxford, I don't think that helped. I also felt this pain slowly going from my kneecaps, slowly going up towards my groinal region.
Groinal region. Yeah.
I thought that's a bit weird. And like by late afternoon, it was so painful. I couldn't walk on this. So I told my mum, saying, "Mum, I'm really in a lot of pain." And then I noticed my knee saying, "It's like a balloon."
Wait, weren't you wearing like trousers? But you couldn't take off your shorts, could you?
No, I couldn't take off the shorts. It's that big. So my mum said, "Oh, the doctors are closed. It'll take ages to book an appointment. We're not going to the hospital. You have to wait about an hour." So I thought, all right, fair enough. So she took me to this little pharmacy on Woodstock Road.
Uh-huh.
And I went in there and we told him the condition. I thought maybe he can help. He said, "Yeah, it's probably a horsefly bite." I thought, okay. I told him about this pain that's going up my leg. Is, "Oh, you need to see a doctor soon. Maybe get some penicillin or something." I said, "Yeah, okay. If you don't, you could become impotent." I went, okay. And in this pharmacy was also this friend I knew working there. I didn't know her that well, but she was working there. And I've just been told this. And I looked over to her and she was like staring at me. I went,
Was it okay? Okay. I mean, that was, you know, obviously hilarious. But I got an email from my friend telling me this story. But, you know, As stories are kind of always kind of muddled up,
it's
a bit.
It's not finished.
I know, but this is what happened. Like, this is I got an email because I was in America at the time, and I got an email. But this is what it said: Tom got bitten by a horse and he's impotent. And I thought, what? Like, did he bite him there? You know, and why? What was he doing with the horse?
What?
But no, but that's what I got, and so that's why I emailed you, and then you told me the full story and everything. Yeah, but yeah. What else happened?
He said I could become impotent.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I got back in the car. And I said, "Mum, take me to the hospital right now," because I don't want to ruin my chances of like mini Toms around the place.
Well, maybe it's a good thing.
So we didn't go to the hospital, sadly, but she phoned up to the doctor, and we got an appointment like straight away. We got in there. I got an injection in my knee at first. And he gave me some penicillin. I said, "Just take this. In a few days, you should be fine. Don't drink any alcohol." I went, "Oh, fine."
You're an alcoholic.
Not an alcoholic.
No more whiskey for you, Mr. Whiskey
still
Lover.
Got half a cup of ass left. But yeah, and after about a day or two, the swelling had gone down. I had to be cut out of my shorts. it was that big. I had to be cut out of my shorts.
So
I was off my feet for 2 days, and my leg up on a pillow. He said, like, "Keep the blood away from it, it'll help." I thought, well, hold on, if I've like got my foot up, it's slowly drained down into my crotch a bit more. They're saying, "No, don't do that." I had the penicillin, I had a bit of cream to rub in it, and about a week I was fine, I was back to normal.
That's great.
So I'm not impotent, yeah. And it was a horsefly, all right?
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks for that. Anyway, so it's been half an hour, and thank you guys for listening.
Yeah,
it's
cheers.
It's been a pleasure talking
to you. I hope you enjoyed it.
But yeah, so join us next week for episode three. And more crap from us.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
see you later.
Love ya.
Bye.
Next week on Josh and Tom's Half Hour of Bliss. You alright?
Yeah, I'm fine, yeah.
Oh no.
What?
Just got a rash on my neck.